Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey everyone, Alexey Talander here. Before we get this week's Behind the Ostium started, I just wanted to talk about the Ostium Sagas. It's a spin-off series I've come up with where Steve finds an ancient tome hidden in the Ostium network and begins recording the stories within its pages of people going through Ostium doors and getting stuck in whatever time they're in. Right now it's only being released on our Patreon. However, you can get instant access to the number of episodes already released by becoming a patron at any level. To do that, all you have to do is head on over to patreon.com/ostiumpodcast and become a member for as little as $1 or $2 a month and start listening to this original series. New episodes are released every week, and the Ostium Sagas is going to be running for a long time. Once again, that's patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Okay, on with this week's Behind the Ostium.
Here we are again with another Behind the Ostium, and this time we're diving into episode 38. The story of Steve. The storyline I knew I was kind of building to for the last few episodes as I was writing them, that I was going to have to just have a whole Steve episode because I just love hearing the sound of my voice. No, it's because I needed to learn what the heck was Steve's storyline and what really went on with him. So this is the episode where we get finally get to understand the duality of Dave slash Steve, or do we? Because there's more in season six. The descriptive intro right at the beginning of the episode was kind of a moment of calm, if you will, for the season, as Dave is describing how everything looks going down the cable car, just enjoying this kind of beautiful place he's in, where the weather always stays the same. And again, it was like a little moment of rest before we kick into the next thing. So a chance for the listener to get a nice breath of fresh air, if you will. audio air. This was the point I'd made the decision for the pronouns for Zhang, that they're going to be they, them. And we still have issues for trying to remember that, as we do. But it's something I wanted to keep because it felt like it worked right for the character. And I feel like, I don't know yet, but it's something that's going to come out more as I learn more about the character of Zhang. So we now get the other piece of the puzzle filled in with Steve's story, as he's telling it to Monica and Jake. We have the guards that come for Steve to take him on his first journey off the network, that they're similar to the ones from that Monica was showing, and from the bodies we've seen in previously in the other episodes and stuff like that. Did you pick on that at all, Dwayne, that they were similar? I mean, the key here is that they're similar names, but they're not exactly the same names. Were you able to notice that?
Yes, I did. I did write down Keelan and Takaya told Steve he was picked to go through the door. And then later on, you know, Monica will say that, and I forgot to write down the real name. That's or if maybe Takana, that was the real name.
Yeah, no, I think you got it right. Takana and I can't remember the other one now. Yeah, exactly. Good. So it was a fun, nice little build up here with Steve knowing he is essentially taking the first step. He's, you know, it's a tough situation where he's not going to be able to tell his mom, and he doesn't know what's really going to happen. But it's also the, you know, first step for Ostium kind in going through the door and doing this from the start. And that at some level he knows he's also the guinea pig and they don't necessarily know what's going to happen. And there's obviously risk involved, but there's also the thrill of exploration and discovery and finding out what the whole thing that they've been building up to, if anything, for three seasons of Ostium with the making of the Ostium network and what it's all there for. And here's a moment of, you know, what is it going to do? What's going to happen? What's it going to be like? The music in the episode is piano music, similar. It's different pieces, but it's the same artist that I've been using from the earlier episodes in the season for Steve's parts. So they kind of link it with him there. You do get the origin of the video that Steve recorded for Monica on the weird kind of split world he's in with Mars and Roanoke and the Mary Celeste. So this kind of seeds that little moment in time of where did that come from? And that goes again right back to season one, episode 7, I think, or something like that of Ostium, you know, from the back to the very beginning. So it was kind of fun to fill in that little puzzle piece there, put that in the spot. So the fractured world that Steve's in when he sees that everything's messed up is really when it hits him that these guys don't really know what they're doing. It was all just guesswork all along and they were doing whatever they could. And they don't also know the ramifications of what they're doing too and what will happen in the future. But at that point, it's kind of too late for him because he's already stuck there. And that's when things go crazy and he gets sucked into a different timeline, a different world. And set in a different year compared to Jake's timeline and Monica's original timeline from the future. I chose the 90s because it's a time when I know well, and also it's fun to play with some memories of my own that I have, but also stuff like the early days of the internet with the GeoCities website, which I actually had at one point, a GeoCities website. It was actually very funny the way they used to do it, where, because it was all free and you would actually pick your neighborhood you could go in, and then your little like street. It was almost like Sims or something, where you're picking your location to where you wanted to house your website. So it was fun playing around with all that. All right, Dwayne, what you got?
So one of the things I have is always take extra underpants. Very Douglas Adams of you to put that in there.
It was definitely as I was rereading over that and re-listening to that, it was definitely that's what I was definitely going for there.
the mixed up Roanoke Mars Mary Celeste actually reminds me of some of the things Jake himself goes through. Mm-hmm. As he's dealing with the blackness.
We mean from the Dark Side of the Moon episode?
Where he sees where he's in his office building and sees the other different versions of himself.
Right.
It was just a very
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, I wanted to say controlled, because Steve was the test subject going through the door, so it was a controlled test, but what went on was definitely beyond any of their control and any of their expectations. Yep. Mm-hmm. So you did cover this, because I actually wrote down a question. Did the background music play into your decision to use it? because I thought it fit very well with the the scene. So, and St. Stephen's Hospital is where he ends up. Is that like just a play on his name, Steve?
Yeah.
Where, when he, well, okay.
I mean, that was kind of how I decided on his name for, for picking him and stuff like that too. But, and it was also like, Google around and see what location works.
Okay.
It's a real place. Yeah.
Cause I was like, it, not that it seems like a dream sequence, but it kind of makes it seem like it's a dream. Like Steve's not even really awake. Yeah. Everything he went through was all a dream.
And we kind of see in, and again, with the scene is actually in the, I think it's the next episode of how Monica's like, he's telling a different truth here or just lying or whatever. Something's not right, you know, it's off. And that was kind of my intention with having these weird little details too of stuff. Just like, this doesn't seem quite right. You know, it's a you know, witness who doesn't remember the details and the events as they actually happened and things like that. Yeah.
And then he starts Emu and finds Jake's recordings about Ostium, which no one else can find.
Yep.
So only Steve was able to find Jake's recordings because he himself is ties to Ostium, of course.
And the weird kind of thing of, you know, it's the 90s, the internet is very new and young, and yet, you know, podcasts are barely a thing yet, but he's doing that and doing these different things and being able to find these Ostium recordings. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In some research I did, because I had thought about this, but I don't know that I ever did any research on it. Why is a podcast called a podcast? I never really put too much effort into finding out, but then I found out why. Adam Curry of MTV, from MTV, was originally creating things you could download to your iPod, and they became known as podcasts. They were Adam Curry doing his interview type things, and it just stuck, just like so many things.
Apple still having its indelible thumbprint on everything, even though they're the worst infrastructure and app and everything for podcasting. And yes,
that was all I had for that episode.
Cool.
But yeah, other than the names Bob and Eileen, his mom and dad, were they taken from anything?
No, I was just going for very English names that just came to be, and I think they stuck. Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's the sleep-wake cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.